Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it will be the case, if you rigorously obey the voice of the Lord your God, by ensuring to carry out all his commandments which I am commanding you today, that the Lord your God will set you above all the nations of the earth. And all the following blessings will come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed you will be in the town, and blessed you will be in the country. Blessed will be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, and the fruit of your cattle, the offspring of your oxen, and the issue of your flock animals. Blessed will be your basket and your store. Blessed you will be in your coming, and blessed you will be in your going. The Lord will grant that your enemies who rise up against you will be struck down before you. They will come out towards you in one direction, and they will flee in seven directions before you. The Lord will command the blessing to be with you in your storehouses and in every undertaking of yours, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will raise you up to be a holy people to him, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and you walk in his ways. And all the various peoples of the earth will see that the name of the Lord is what you are called after, and they will be afraid of you. And the Lord will cause you to abound in good things, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, on the ground about which the Lord swore to your fathers that he would give it to you. The Lord will open his good treasury to you, the heavens to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless every work of your hands. And you will lend to great nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head, and not the tail. And you will be only high up, and you will not be low down, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today to keep and to carry out. And you shall not depart from any of the words which I am commanding you today, neither to the right nor to the left, in going after other gods to serve them. But it will come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, in ensuring to carry out all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, then all the following curses will come upon you, and they will overtake you. Cursed you will be in the town, and cursed you will be in the country. Cursed will be your basket and your store. Cursed will be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, the offspring of your oxen and the issue of your flock animals. Cursed you will be in your coming, and cursed you will be in your going. The Lord will send the curse on you, turbulence and rebuke at every undertaking of yours which you do, until you are destroyed and until you perish swiftly on account of the wickedness of your deeds, in that you abandoned me. The Lord will cause a plague to keep hold on you until it finishes you off in the land to which you are going to take possession of it. The Lord will strike you with tuberculosis and with fever and with inflammation and with burning and with dehydration and with blight and with mildew. And they will pursue you until you perish. And your sky that is over your head will be copper, and the land that is underneath you will be iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. It will come down on you from the sky until you have been destroyed. The Lord will arrange that you are struck down before your enemies. You will go out in one direction towards them, but you will flee in seven directions before them, and you will be a target of atrocity to all the kingdoms of the earth. And your corpse will be food for all the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the ulcers of Egypt, and with hemorrhoids, and with scurvy, and with an itch, which you will not be able to be cured of. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and a bewildered heart, and you will be groping around at noon as a blind man gropes around in thick darkness, and you will not prosper in your ways, and you will be nothing but oppressed and spoiled every day, and there will be no one to save you. You will betroth a woman, but another man will ravish her. You will build a house, but not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not gather its vintage. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be snatched away in front of you, and it will not return to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and there will be no one to save them for you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people, and your eyes will look and pine for them all day long, and there will be nothing in the power of your hand. A people whom you have not known will eat the fruit of your ground and all your toil, and you will be nothing but oppressed and crushed every day. And you will become mad at the sight in front of your eyes which you will see. The Lord will strike you with a severe ulcer on the knees and on the legs, which you will not be able to be cured of, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. The Lord will lead both you and the king whom you set up over you to a people whom you and your fathers have not known, and you will serve other gods there, wood and stone. And you will be an object of astonishment, the butt of proverbs and taunts among all the various peoples where the Lord will lead you. You will take out much seed to the field, but you will gather little, because the swarming locust will devour it. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine, and you will not gather the vintage, for the grub will eat it. You will have olive trees throughout your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will fall off prematurely. You will beget sons and daughters, but they will not be with you, for they will go into captivity. The chirping locust will take possession of all your trees and the fruit of the land. The foreigner who is among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will descend lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will become the head, and you will become the tail. And all these curses will come upon you, and they will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they will be a sign and a wonder against you, and against your seed, age abidingly, because you did not serve the Lord your God, with joy and cheerfulness at the abundance of everything. And you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will mobilize a people from afar against you, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a people whose language you will not understand, a people of fierce appearance, who do not respect the aged, nor do they show compassion to a boy. And they will eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your land until you have been destroyed, and they will not leave you corn or new wine or new oil, offspring of your oxen or issue of your sheep, until they have destroyed you. And they will besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls come down, in which you trust throughout your land. And they will besiege you at all your gates throughout your land which the Lord your God has given you. And you will eat the fruit of your womb, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you, in the siege and in the oppression with which your enemy will oppress you. The tender man among you, and the very delicate man, will be malevolently disposed towards his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his sons whom he has remaining, so that he will not give to any of them any of the flesh of the sons whom he eats, because he will not have anything remaining in the siege and in the oppression with which your enemy will oppress you at all your gates. The tender woman among you, and the delicate woman, who does not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground, on account of her being delicate, or because of her softness, will be malevolently disposed towards the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter, and towards her placenta which comes out from between her legs, and towards her sons whom she bears, because she will eat them in lack of everything, in secret, in the siege, and in the oppression with which your enemy will oppress you at your gates, if you do not ensure to carry out all the words of this law, which are written in this book, in fearing this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. and the Lord will go to extraordinary lengths in striking you and in striking your seed, with great and firm striking and with harmful and tenacious diseases. And he will bring on you all the ailments of Egypt, of which you are fearful, and they will cling to you. Moreover, the Lord will bring on you every disease and every blow which is not written in the book of this law, until you have been destroyed, and you will be left with few people instead of being like the stars of the sky in multitude, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you in doing you good and in increasing you, so shall the Lord rejoice over you in causing you to perish and in destroying you, and you will be plucked up off the land to which you are going to inherit it. And the Lord will scatter you among all the various peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. And you will serve other gods there which you and your fathers have not known, wood and stone. And you will not have quiet among those nations, and the sole of your foot will not have rest. And the Lord will give you a trembling heart there, and failing eyes, and a fainting spirit. And your life will hang in suspense before you, and you will be in fear by night and by day, and you will not be sure of your life. In the morning you will say, "If only it were evening," and in the evening you will say, "If only it were morning," because of fear in your heart with which you will be afraid, and for the sight of your eyes which you will see. And the Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships, by the route about which I said to you, "You will not see it again," and you will sell yourselves there to your enemies as men servants and maidservants, and no one will buy you out.